are listening to me, Bible Thinker. Yeah. Hi, my name is Bible Finkel, Father Schwinkel's son, and I'm a really neat kid. And my whole entire family once, including Grandma Sprinzel, so we went on this whole Maya trip to the zoo and stuff. So finally we packed up all the apples and the matzah and the grape juice and the bananas for us and for the monkeys. And then finally we all packed into the car and stuff, and my older brother called, "Same seats!" And I said, "What in the world, same seats? We haven't been in this car in like 2 days." And he said, "Same seats since last year's Kolamoya trip to the zoo." Do you know what I told him? I told him, "Yeah, sure, right. If you want to do same seats now, then we're going to have to do the same seats by the shopping table when you sat next to Dobby, and the time that we went to the dentist where I really wanted to sit next to the seat where it was right next to the toys, and you didn't let me, okay? And it was my turn to sit where I wanted to. And it's not fair. It's my turn now, okay? You're just trying to start up with me. I know. And so then, just don't ask what happened, because my grandma, she's a very old, fragile lady, and she couldn't move all the way to the back, so she had to sit in the front where we were sitting, and we just ended up in the trunk with all the matzah and bananas and all the other stuff like that, the lady fingers and the macaroons. Oh, I hate the almond ones. Oh, and the coconut ones just smell up the whole trunk. And then I got a peeled, hard-boiled egg down my back, and then I realized, hey, wait a minute, I'm in the middle of fighting. Hey, I take your foot off of my shoelace, hello? So he told me, "Well, you put your shoelace under my foot." So I said, "No, I didn't start it. You started it." And he said, "I couldn't have started it. You started it." So I said, "No, I didn't start it. You started it." He said, "You started it. I didn't start it." So then we heard a voice coming from the inside of the car, and it was Grandma Sprinzel. She was saying, "Boys, would you please stop that and do something productive?" So then I was trying to think to myself something productive that I could do. So all of a sudden I remembered about Grandma Sprinzel's Game Boy that she gave me to hold, and it was sitting in my back left pocket. That's pretty productive, right? So I reached deep down into my back left pocket, and all I found was matzo crumbs and stuff, and Grandma Sprinzel's Game Boy was gone. So I was like, uh-oh and stuff, because that's like today's mitzvah, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs and stuff. Positive mitzvah number 242 and stuff, that the Torah teaches us all the laws regarding Eishem Rechinam, which is somebody who gives you something to watch for him for free. Like, he's not paying you to watch it for him. So in such a case, you're obligated to pay for it if you didn't watch it properly and stuff. So that would mean that if I indeed lost Grandma Sprinzel's Game Boy, I would have to buy Grandma Sprinzel a brand new Game Boy. So I started to look for Grandma Sprinzel's Game Boy, and to my utter dismay, you know where I found it? Right under my brother. And so as I was about to start one of those out-of-boredness, make-a-lot-of-sense, for argument's sake, disputes with my brother, we just heard his voice coming from inside the car. "Five-o, pass me my Game Boy, please."
You're listening to me, Bible Finkel, at the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Oh, yeah. See you tomorrow, same time, same place, same time.